Hello.
Hey, good afternoon. My name is Jesse, and I'm calling you from New York Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. This is a survey, quick and confidential. I assure you it's not a sales call. Your opinions is needed. Do you have a few minutes for a survey?
Yeah, I have a few minutes.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. Okay, let's get started right here. And what zip code are you located in New York?
10605.
Yeah, 10605. Okay, perfect. And you are registered to vote or in New York, or are you not registered?
Not yet.
Not yet? Have you ever voted?
Yes.
Yes? So are you registered in another state?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so if you voted in the past, then that means you're registered. I don't want to put you no, because that'll probably kick us out of the survey. So you are registered. You just haven't voted this coming up polls in, right?
In a very long time, yeah.
Okay,
that's
perfect. Okay. Your year of birth, if you don't mind me asking.
I do mind on that one.
I have info here. It's just general information. If you like, you can just verify for me. I have 1972.
No.
No? Okay. Can we change that, or you just want to leave it as anonymous?
You could as anonymous.
Okay. Let's move forward. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No. Okay. And what race are you, just to make sure that we're representing everybody? White, Black, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
African-American.
African-American, okay. All right, let's go. What is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
High school GED in Regents.
Perfect. Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president? Or were you not able to vote?
I voted Republican and I voted for Trump.
Donald Trump, okay. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain, probably 50-50?
Almost certain.
Almost certain. Okay. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means that you are extremely motivated, and you can use any number in between?
Around an 8.
8, all right. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it has no power at all and 10 means it has a lot of power.
I would say around like a 6.
Okay, 6 is good. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Now, this is the statement. Regardless of how I feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree with that, or somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
I somewhat agree.
Okay. Somewhat agree. And regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matters to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or it doesn't matter at all, okay? So I'm going to read you 4 subjects. Protecting gender equality, does that matter to you on these upcoming elections? Or it doesn't matter at all?
Doesn't matter at all.
Doesn't matter at all, okay? The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, does that matter to you?
Yes, that matters.
Okay. All right. Yes, that matters a lot, or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Loud and clear. What about protecting productive rights, including birth control and IVFs?
I'm neutral on that.
Neutral? Okay. Does not matter too much. Election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the state
matters strongly. It matters a lot.
Okay. All right, perfect. Moving on to the next one. And we know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say this will change, nothing will change or nothing will stop, or I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote and stuff like that, okay? So it's the same question, protecting gender equality. Does that mean nothing will stop me? I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. I chance I will vote.
I probably vote.
Okay. So do you feel the same all the way down? Because it's the same questions. The president election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, will this...
Yeah, it's pretty much the same all the way down.
Okay. I know it's a long ways off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or someone else?
Definitely vote Republican.
Republican, okay. And if the 2024 elections for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or Democrat? I know you said Republican already, but I need to hear it.
Yes, no, I'll definitely vote Republican again.
Okay. If you knew that protecting LGBTQ rights was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the elections in 2024? Are you much more motivated because you know that this protecting LGBTQ rights is on the ballot, or it doesn't change, or somewhat less motivated, or much less motivated to vote?
It doesn't change.
Okay. All right. How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you read a lot, some, not much? Never heard of it?
I've read some of it.
Some? Okay. And here's the text of Prop 1, okay? The amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November adds certain protections to the state bill of rights, adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and at autonomy. Would you, vote, put those protections against discrimination in New York State Constitution, or no, vote, put a no, leaves the protection out of the state of the Constitution?
I'd vote.
Yes, okay. Based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would provide protection on basis of gender, or put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, or put protections for abortions into the state constitution, or strengthen voting rights protections, or prohibit housing discrimination, prevent discrimination based on age? What do you feel about these?
I definitely agree a lot with housing discrimination to prevent that from happening.
Okay. So all we had to do was choose one of those, so we're on the ball right here. Now, knowing that this amendment would put protection for abortion into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes, probably yes, probably no? Would you still vote a strong yes?
That's a tough one because I don't fully support it, but I understand the necessity of it, so I guess it would be a somewhat yes.
Somewhat, probably vote yes, okay. Compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that would protect abortion rights? And is that somewhat or much more motivated?
Somewhat.
Okay. Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements for each one. Please tell me how you feel. You agree on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you strongly disagree, and 10 means you, 0 means you strongly disagree, and 10 means you strongly agree, okay? So everyone deserves to have equal rights regardless of who they are or where they come from. Do you strongly agree with that statement, or any number in between, or 0, strongly disagree?
I say 5.
5? Okay. Defending our personal freedom, including the rights to get an abortion from political attacks, is a top priority.
4.
4. Okay. Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent. 10. Strongly agree?
Yep.
Okay. We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
4.
Okay. Everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
9.
Okay. The next one is, it is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care.
4.
Okay. Everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose.
5.
5. Okay. The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
10.
Okay. And the last one, it's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
10.
Okay. So bear with me here. We're about 75% done right here, okay? So here's a short statement about Prop 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York's state constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attack we're seeing across the country. At a moment in time when we are seeing state governments and courts walk right backwards, the proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment would add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy, and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Here it is, if the elections were held today, would you still vote yes on the amendment?
Yes.
Okay. Now, over the course of a survey, sometimes things change and people change their mind. It's okay if your answer did not change, but once again, as you may know, there will be an election for President, U.S. Congress, and other state local offices in November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming 2024 elections? Are you almost certain?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm 100% certain.
Okay. Now, which of the following statements do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right? And is that much more convincing or somewhat convincing? Okay. So statement A, this amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our constitution. It would strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get pregnant sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has a special protection based on national origin, which would make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. Is that convincing or not too convincing? Let me read the second one so you can give me your best opinion, okay? These claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. Protections in this amendment has nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration law. They are simply about closing loopholes in this state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from government, no matter their race and ethnicity. So, with which one do you agree the most? Statement A and statement B, and which one do you agree with the most? Somewhat or much more?
I somewhat agree with statement A.
Okay, somewhat. Sure. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some things that some people have said our motivating reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you think this is exactly motivating, extremely motivating reason to vote in favor of Prop 1. 5 means that it's somewhat motivating, and 0 means it's not motivating at all, okay? They're all about Prop 1. If you're gonna, if you know you're going to vote, you can just tell me I'm going to vote for Prop 1, but I'll read you at least the first couple. Extremists, politicians have drafted a plan to enact national-wide policies if they come into power in this elections, which would impose their white nationalist agenda on our state. They want to make it harder to get an abortion, threaten to the legality of same-sex and marriage, discrimination against trans people, and eliminate equality and civil rights in activities. It is vital that we protect these rights in New York to protect the status quo no matter what happens in November. Is that important, or is that extremely motivating or not motivating?
Not motivating.
Okay. Since Roe versus Wade was turned over, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there has been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the rights to abort in our state. We don't leave it up to the whims of out-of-the-touch politicians who could easily roll back on abortion rights in the future. Protecting the rights to abortion in the New York Constitution is a permanent layer of protecting that needs to stop from happening. Is that motivating or somewhat?
No.
No? Not at all?
Nope.
Okay. Now, more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right of abortion in our state, so we don't leave our abortion rights up to the whims of out-of-touch politicians who can easily, I thought I read this, but no, it's not. So they can easily roll back in the future. In fact, 74 anti-abortion bills have been introduced in New York in the last 5 legislative sessions alone. Protecting the right to abort in our state, the Constitution is a permanent layer of protection. We need to stop these bills from passing. Is that motivating somewhat? No?
No.
Okay. The last one says the government is supposed to work for the people, not discriminate against its citizens, but putting these protections directly into our state Constitution, we are holding all elected politicians accountable to the standard of equal protections for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage of and discriminate against New Yorkers.
Somewhat.
Okay. Okay. So sometimes over the course of a survey, things change and people change their mind. So let me ask you again. Here, would you still vote for Prop 1?
Probably not, now that I hear more. Probably not. Yeah,
no worries. Now, after reading all the information, are you more or less likely to vote on November 2024 elections for president, Congress, state, and officials in, on the ballot that you were at the start of this survey? Are you more motivated now, or?
I'm still motivated.
Okay. So how much motivated are you to vote in the 2024 elections? From scale from 0 to 10, extremely motivated, and 0, not motivated at all. 10?
About 8, about the same.
8, okay. Do you consider yourself, 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
A heterosexual.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced?
Living with a partner.
Living with a partner. Here you go. Okay. Are you the partner or guardian of any, are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18 years old?
No.
No? Okay. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, Independent?
Independent.
Okay. Now, if you had to lean towards more of one of these, for which one would you lean more towards, Democrat or Republican?
Republican.
Okay. Now, How do you describe your employment status? Are you full-time working, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed?
Full-time.
Full-time? Okay. And the last year in 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? You can just give me an estimate amount.
Taxes,
like
about 135.
135. Okay, here it is. Hey, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for participating. You helped me out extremely a lot. And you enjoy the rest of your day, man.
You too, boss. Take it easy.
Likewise, man. Good night. Bye.
Later.